Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回来收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey， 大家好，我是 Michael。
那最近呢，我回了一次国，然后就发现，哎呀，在这个点评啊、美团的这些 App、小红书，很多饭店都是被称之为排队王。然后好多这样的饭店呢，他们自己很自豪 ，so really they really take pride on being a 排队王。
Now, this is amazing. You walk into a restaurant and you see a long lineup. You know it's going to be good.
It's a good sign, 对吧？但是 not necessarily. 有可能你排了很久，但最后有点 disappointing， 让你失望哈。
Yeah, that's a big disappointment, right? So that's why we use 小红书 right? To kind of hear about these hot restaurants.
对。那今天呢，我们就要跟大家聊一聊英语里面要如何比较正确、比较贴切和自然的表达排队王这个概念。那首先 ,Michael, 我可不可以就直译啊 ,literally translate it and say, it's a lineup king.
Yeah, this is a kind of tough one because the Wang, it sounds really cool in Chinese, but in English, it just sounds like a Chinglish, right? Doesn't really translate. You could say the line, like the, I always say that the restaurant is worth lining up for, but that's not very catchy.
是中文排队王很好啊 right? It really, it sounds very, it just has this presence, 很霸气。但如果你直接讲什么直译成 lineup king, I think people will take it to mean, you mean you, like you love lining up. 你是这个 king.
That's right. That's right. Let's hold off for a little bit on this, on how to express that in English, but let's talk about some of the basics first.
好，那我们就先看看排队啊，英语最常用的一些说法和表达。那 line 嘛，前面我们也讲了 line up, so that would be probably the most common expression, right?
So as you mentioned, in North America, we'll often say this, line up.Very common, right? We hear it all the time. For example, we lined up for 2 hours to get into the concert.
So you line up for something, or you line up for 很长的时间，对吧？ For hours to get into a restaurant 之类的。好，但你说这是北美最常用的说法。那么呢，在英国 they say something slightly different.
So in England, they say queue up, which is an old-fashioned term. For example, people queued outside the bakery all morning.
Oh, so to queue up, 这个 queue 就是 Q-U-E-U-E, 对吧?
Yeah, so in the UK, they would say queue up, but same concept as a line, right? E.g., people queued outside the bakery all morning.
Queue up, 动词短语排队的意思,然后名词Queue 就是一条 line, 就是一条线,一条队伍。
Exactly, so it's the exact same concept.
那除了to line up, to queue up 之外呢,还有我们有一些动词它是更加强调,更加 emphasize, 就是你在等待的那个过程。
So I'm waiting in line or wait in line is how you say that we're stuck in line.
Oh, okay. So to wait in line, 因为排队有个队伍你就要等嘛。那你刚刚讲的 stuck in line, 这个就是更加的表达那种 it's taking a long time. 而且 you know, I'm not moving ahead, but I've lined up, I've waited for so long, so I don't want to give up.那个 sunk in cost, 是吧?
Exactly, that's right. I gotta wait another 45 minutes, but I can't leave now. I'm stuck in line.
所以排队的时候经常就是这种尴尬啊,就是这种 dilemma, 就是哎呀,已经等了二三十分钟了,看看嘛,前面还有很多人,但是呢,又不舍得走。
Exactly, and I think you're also mentioning why people get annoyed when some people will...cut, but we'll get to that in a sec.
你说插队对吧？这个等一下讲啊。好，那除了 to wait in line, 还有一个相似的，就是说，站着在那排队。
We have to wait in line, and sometimes people say I'm standing in line. For example, fans stood in line in the freezing cold to get a glimpse of their favorite pop star.
真的很多追星啊粉丝外面天气什么刮风下雨或者很寒冷 they would still stand in line. 好，那除了 wait in line and standing in line 呢，我们还可以叫别人 get in line。
So this might be something that a teacher might say to their students, right? Hey, everybody, get in line. For example, children, get in line waiting for, you know, getting into the library or something like that.
对，其实这个更多的是用在作为一种 instruction or even a command, 是一种指示或者一种指令。
It reminds me of the airport, right? Sometimes we have to line up in security, and of course, it's a little bit more serious in the airport, right? So they will say, get in line or form a line.
Form a line. 这个我觉得听起来更客气一点。刚刚你讲那个 get in line, sometimes can sound a little 凶, a little harsh.
Yeah, exactly. So form a line at the entrance is a very polite instruction.
好,但有的时候呢,这个, you know, the lines can get a little crazy, a little messy and chaotic, 有点混乱啊,偶尔会出现插队的状况。
So this is the bad side, right? Sometimes people will try to cut in line.
Oh, okay. So 插队最常用的一个英语说法就是 to cut in line. 这个也很形象啊。It's very vivid, right? 你想想大家都好好的 everyone's, you know, standing in line, they form the line, 但突然有一个人就从旁边 cut 进去了。
So he's sort of interrupting the line, or maybe he's just like, you know, saving time, but it's pretty rude to cut in line.
不太好啊。那 in Britain or in British English, do they say cut in queue?
They would actually say jump the queue. Jump the queue, I think, is actually a nice one to maybe rudely kind of interrupt the queue, is to jump the queue.
所以也很形象，就是大家都在好好的 queue up, 然后突然一个人 jump, 跳进来,跳到那个队里面,是吧?
That's right. So very funny, but also, you know, it kind of sucks for the people waiting in line.
对。好,那这里我们大家要区分清楚啊,一个是 cut in line, 一个是 jump the queue。好,那插队我们就说到这儿。现在还有一种呢, we're talking like,VIP 那种 status, 就是你会看到像Disneyland 呀，什么 Universal Studios 啊这些。
This is awesome. So you're right. Disney has basically created another revenue stream that they can charge extra money so people can skip the line. It's totally official.
Okay, 所以这里就英语会用不同的表达啊，免排队。你又不能说 cut in line, 这个 VIP cut in line, no. 你会说 skip the line. Skip 就是跳过，你不用做这件事情。You don't need to do it, right?
Exactly. So skip just means to jump over something. So to basically avoid the line, you have to pay for that.
Yeah. 对，像北美有一个那个外卖 app 啊，叫做 skip the dishes.就是你今天不用洗碗了因为你就叫外卖了人家什么都给你送过来吃好丢掉就行啊那这里我们是 skip the line 好那看完了这些排队啊插队啊免排队那我们今天最后要好好的来 explore 来研究一下英语到底要如何表达排队王的概念
Yeah, so coming back to the beginning of today's class, we talked about the 排队王, and we said, can we translate this directly into English? Not exactly. Most foreigners won't really know what you're talking about, and it kind of sounds like a Chinglish, right? It's too direct.
对,你不能说 line up king 啊。好,那可惜啊,英语里面真的没有像中文那么叫得响,那么 catchy 的一个说法。但是呢,我们会有不同的一些词和短语方式来表达啊，比如说，因为很多排队王的饭店，他们现在就是 social media 上面很火嘛，就这些网红的餐厅。
And so, for example, some restaurants might go viral, right? You hear about it on 那个小红书 or Instagram, and suddenly there's a huge line. So these restaurants went viral. They are viral restaurants. These are the coffee shops that have really long lines. We can say they are viral or they went viral.
Okay, 他们很 viral, 所以现在要排长队啊。So these are viral places with long lines, 哎，真的不 catchy 哎！你看我们排队网多好。
So I think she's mentioning about catchy, right? We talk about heat a lot in English, right? Something is on fire or something is really hot. But again, it's okay. But again, I still think Lineup King is better.
好，那你试一下。You try to make that into English. 你让 native speakers 来接受一下。
You got it. You got it.
好，但是呢，其实节目一开始你有 you mentioned 有一个蛮好的说法，就是用那个词值得，用值不值得来表达。
Yes, so this is probably the most common example in English. We said it's worth doing something. It's worth buying, or in this case, it's worth lining up for.
哦，值得你排队啊，值得排那么久。It's worth lining up for. 诶，那我们能不能再把它搞得 catchy 一点？就是变成 like call them a line worthy restaurant.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty. You look at it and say, hey, it's line worthy. I'm like, yeah, again, sounds kind of cool.
Line worthy. Yeah, I think that's 可能跟排队王就是算比较对应吧，就是用比较短的三个词来表达 line worthy restaurants.
Sounds great. So we have restaurants that are worth waiting in line for or worth lining up for, or food trucks that are worth waiting in line for or worth lining up for.
OK, 那这里我们要分清哦，就是你可以说 line worthy, this place is line worthy, 就是很值得，或者呢，你要讲 this place is worth waiting in line for, or worth lining up for, 不能说 worthy lining up for, 对吧？
没错，没错，yeah, worth and then they made like a phrasal verb.
有的时候 unfortunately, 网上说它是 line worthy, but after you've stood in line for hours, 然后你真的进去了 you get your table, you order the food, after you take a bite, 你发现哎呀好像不是那么值得耶。
So this is about a disappointing experience, right? You waited for 1 hour and the food isn't that good.
哦，所以不值得英语怎么讲呢？
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
It's not line worthy, 啊，就不值得你排。对对对，你可以，哎，要么 totally worth it, or totally not worth it.
So totally worth it sounds great, but when it gets negative, sometimes people use the word scam. What is a scam?
你这个很 strong, 哎，就说是个骗子。因为现在有的时候你搞不懂，它是有些水贴嘛，right?
And especially the photography. Maybe the photography is totally fake, right? So instead of this beautiful burger, you get a very, very flat mini sandwich and you're totally disappointed.
但我觉得更多的时候可能就是 it's not that bad, 但绝对也不 you know, not worth waiting in line for hours. 所以它就是比较就很 so-so。
Yeah, so to say something is not that bad or even not worth the hype.
Hype, H-Y-P-E, 就是那种很热的大家都说它好 but actually 你觉得它没有 live up to it, 对吧名不符实 not worth the hype.
Yeah, so hype is a really great word here. We talk about hype if there's a new movie coming out, or as you mentioned, there's a new restaurant, or just something that is coming soon. People get so excited about it. They say, I'm so hyped up for this new Tom Cruise movie or whatever, right? So we love this word, and we would be very disappointed if something was not worth the hype.
OK. 那我刚刚讲说，有很多这些饭店，它就是很 so-so.
So one of the other words that you often see online is meh. This essentially means so-so. It has a complete lack of excitement. You know, they're showing the absolute minimal amount of energy they can say. Something is meh would be like a 3 out of 10, something like that.
Okay.就是 meh, M-E-H, it's not even a word, it's just a sound, 就证明他对这个地方多么不热情就像你说的 complete lack of enthusiasm.
Exactly, that is the laziest word known to man, and to show a lack of interest in the food or whatever's being offered, meh.
所以你可以说, you know, I went to this viral restaurant, everyone says it's worth waiting in line for, 到这种排队网, but I thought it was just meh.
Absolutely. That's a terrible review. Exactly.
Yeah. 好，那除了你要 literally wait in line or stand in line to get into a restaurant, 有一个更加友好的啦，就是 you know, you make a reservation first. 你先定位，对吧？那你就不用在那等很久。
So again, Friday night, Saturday night, you absolutely need to make a reservation.
定位啊 ,to make a reservation. 那还有不少高级的饭店 ,right? Those fancy expensive restaurants, 它是 reservation only, 就你不能 they don't accept walk-in guests.
Exactly. So walk-in, obviously that's somebody coming in off the street on a Friday night or so, and in this case, they don't have it, right? They're...All their restaurant is full because of the reservation.
好，那还有一些饭店呢，比较火的饭店，我觉得这个比较公平，比较 fair。他就说我们也不 take reservations， 然后呢，就是谁先来，你就先可以坐进去吃。
Yeah, so this is first come, first serve, which is actually extremely fair, right? If you come early, you get a good table. There you go, that's fair.
好 ，first come, first serve.OK, 那我们今天的节目就到这里啊，跟大家分享了很多跟排队插队，然后这个排队王相关的英语。那最后我想问问 Michael, are you willing to wait in line in order just to eat in a restaurant?
Yes, I think on Friday night or Saturday night, I'm very willing to wait about 30 minutes. Anything more than that, I kind of feel like it's a waste of time, right?
所以你是有你的界限，是差不多半个小时。
That's my limit, I guess I could say. That's as much as I'm willing to wait. So I would be willing to wait probably 30 minutes. What about you, Jenny? How long would you be willing to wait in line?
我跟你差不多啦。我的界限可能比你更短一点, like 15, 20 minutes. 对，因为 I have this fear. 我有一个恐惧就是 if I line up for something for quite a long time, then that makes my expectation very high.这样我的期待我的期望值就会很高那这个时候这个饭店这个菜就必须特别特别的好吃不然我总觉得不太值得 you know
absolutely and then you're sort of bound to be disappointed right
对 maybe you're setting yourself up for disappointment 所以我想哎算了算了所以我通常啦我是基本上不太会排队的那种好那我们今天的节目就到这儿最后也想问问大家 in your experience 通常这种号称自己是排队王的餐厅你最后你是觉得哎 it's really worth it it really lives up to its name 还是你失望的比较多你是 disappointed 比较多
I have a story a very short story here that one of my students who lives in Vancouver recommended a restaurant to me and he said it was the best burger he ever had in his life and I had very high expectations and I booked a reservation I went there with my friends and I have to say I was kind of disappointed Sorry.
很 man 是吧？
很 man 对。
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。Hey, don't forget to tell us about your experience.
谢谢大家收听。I'll see you next time.